Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Rob Jolliss is here. I know. Settle down, kids. I'm excited too. Settle down. Don't make me stop the car and turn around. Rob Jolliss, folks, the author of Why People Don't Believe You, the author of Mental Agility, the author of essentially the Bible on selling, customer-centered selling. Those are just three of his 29 books that he sold under a billion copies of. He's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back, and you got a Rob Jolliss in a tremendous mood today because Nationals Nation is celebrating a World Series championship.
How about that? Congratulations. Yeah, I'm excited,
too.
Well,
we only waited us 80-something years.
I know, I know. You know, my cousin used to play for the Senators.
Wow.
Yeah, he was Don Blasingame. My cousin, my second cousin, started out with St. Louis, and he wound up at the Senators. I think the Senators was the last place he went, was at before he went to Japan. Anyway, congratulations to the Nationals. I'm excited, too. I'm a National League fan, so, I was pulling for them, but I got customers who weren't, so I don't say much about that. So,
all right, well, I'll take the blame on this one.
Hey, Rob, I'm glad you're here. Rob and I are both Xeroids folks. We both had careers at Xerox, and that's one of the things we have in common. Rob, I want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. The best thing that ever happened to me, one of the most important elements of my training and experience and the things that I learned from the best salespeople, sales trainer on the planet, at Sears, at Xerox, even in the Army, was how to close. The concept, not just how to close, but the concept, the idea, the process of closing. I was taught that so well that I'm convinced that learning how to do that is the reason why I'm actually able to be here today, talk to you right now as a successful small business owner. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, there's two ways to look at that, though. I think one thing that we got to remember this that Xerox taught us was how to earn the right to
That's
get
it.
To the close.
That's the process.
So, exactly. So whenever I'm approached by a prospect that says, we want you to come in and teach us how to close, and I say, well, let me look at your sales process. Well, we don't have that, but we want to learn about closing.
Yeah.
Then I run for the hills. That's scary. So Xerox, to answer your question, Xerox did two things. One, they taught us how to earn the right to get there. But two, they made it very clear, no matter how great a process we have that we've created, don't think that the last step of the process is wait for the customer to close themselves.
That's right. They're
not
going to do it.
It doesn't work that way.
You have to put the pen in their hand, close their fingers around it, set it on the paper, and then bump their elbow to make them sign, to get them to sign. Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
But only,
I agree.
But only after you've earned the right to put the pen in their hand.
Right. And remember, let's do that in 30 seconds. You know, earn the right, that's a big statement. How about
earn the right could take 2 years. Earn the right could take 2 years.
Right. Create trust with the client. Understand the concerns of the client. Go deeper than anybody's ever done in their life on those concerns.
Yep.
Keep asking questions. Study the problem. Then get a commitment that the customer even wants to look at alternatives.
That's right.
Match those alternatives with the problems they're trying to solve, and now you're moving your way to that wonderful, wonderful close. Mm-hmm. But that's how you earn it.
But if you're going to have a closing process, you have to be patient, and you have to play the long game. You cannot – this isn't for most – especially if you're business to business. Now, if you're selling socks, that's different. No offense to sock people sell socks. I buy them all the time. But if you're B2B, where your ticket is probably bigger than 3 for $20, then that's a process that, as I said, I mean, if you're selling battleships, that could take a decade.
Yeah, and you hit something that's kind of funny when you say socks. The actual number that I always heard is right around $100. Under $100, forget decision cycles, forget everything that we just talked about. If you're in a kiosk, and I'm not knocking it either, if you're in a kiosk in a mall, you can go ahead and push. But if you're really in there,
because they're not
to create
coming back, you're never going to see those people again.
Yeah.
They're not coming back. You got to get them. I get that. Yeah.
You want to open up a long-term relationship. You're going to have to earn the right. But, you know, that close is a very important piece, and there's a lot of myths around it. I mean, we hit one, which is some people think you don't really need to ask for the business to get the business.
Hold on to that
you
thought,
do.
Rob. I'm going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. Folks, if you have a business, that means you sell. By definition, it means you have to sell stuff. And if you sell stuff, by definition, that means you have to be good at closing, which means you have to have a closing process. You see where I'm going here? Stay with us, 22.
You marry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.